call that a pail?
Yeah.
Cedar one, would you call that a pail?
Water pail.
I suppose.
What'd you do with the waste from the table?
Feed the dog. Cats.
Did you carry it out in anything?
Oh, yes.
What would you use for that?
Oh, you can't even use it. Vegetables, carry it out in.
Did you ever like to go out and get some blossoms and bring them in the house?
Oh, yes. Always did.
What did you put them in?
Vase. Had a vase and spin them, put them in a glass can.
Mm-hmm. Glass can for a vase.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's jarred in.
Yeah.
They've got a little stone jar.
I've got my mother's salt jar. I use for one.
What would you say you're doing when you go get them?
Gather.
What do you call the place where the water comes out of the sink?
Out of the sink?
Yeah, or...
Drain?
Or out of the pump. No, I mean when you get the water. The pipe the water comes out of.
Well, it's called a spout on them. One of these chain pumps or pitcher pumps.
What do you call it on the sink? Where the water comes out of the sink here.
The water won't come out of the sink here.
It won't?
Uh-uh. No. We just pour the water through and let it run out, you know, through the drain pipe. But it won't come up through the sink.
Oh, I see.
That wasn't what you meant, though, was it?
Yes, that's what he said.
Yeah. He said it's called a spout.
Pump.
But the spout, yeah. That's in the pump.
Mm-hmm. How about on a barrel? What do you call the place where the liquid comes out?
Bum. Bum hole.
You ever use the term faucet?
Faucet?
Yeah, I've seen faucets on barrels.
But they're not usually on barrels, huh?
No.
What are they like? I mean, what's the difference between them and a bunghole?
Well, unfortunately, it sits in the bunghole.
I see.
They have a little change of term there, though.
I see. You have any other term for a faucet on the barrel?
No. Well, no, I ain't you.
What did your mother carry the clothes out in after she washed them? She carry them out and hang them on a line?
Yeah, you usually had a basket.
Buy nails? Keep nails around the farm?
Mm-hmm.
You call it?
Yeah.
How would you buy them?
Pounds.
Would you get them in a wooden, round wooden box of some kind?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you bought them in as a keg, we could get them in a keg. Otherwise, just a small paper bag, small amount.
Did you ever call a paper bag a sack?
Yeah.
Always did.
You always called it a sack. Would you ever call it a bag back in those days?